You're listening to the This Is How We See It podcast with your host, Eric Lee. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. Now, here's Eric.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I thank you for spending just a little bit of your time with me. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday, and for us believers and followers of Christ, we call it Resurrection Sunday. And I didn't do a show last week because my family, we had an Easter brunch. And we really, really did enjoy ourselves. I did the cooking. Can you believe it? I mean, I can cook, but I've never really cooked for, I think it was about 15, 16 of us there. I didn't do all the cooking by myself, so I don't want you to, you know, I don't want to take all the credit for it. But I did cook the majority of the food. And so we had a great time. So, you know, Easter is very important to my family because of we are a family of faith. And what we believe the true meaning of Easter is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We believe that he rose from the dead. And I know some people might say, well, what if it wasn't on a Sunday? Well, you know, regardless of whatever day it was, we believe that he rose and he is alive. So I hope and pray that you guys had a wonderful Easter just like I did. Today's show, I want to talk about the effects of social media on teens. And not only on teens, but on our everyday lives as well, even as adults. I was watching a show called The Beat with Ari Melber. And he is a journalist, and he's got a show on, a news show on MSNBC. And I watch Ari quite often because I like, you know, what he says, and I like what he represents. I find him to be very fair. And so I was watching his show last week, and he was talking about how studies have proven that a lot of depression in teens stem from them being on social media so much. And how Congress right now is trying to decide how much oversight these social media platforms need. And as I understand it, that they are almost not regulated. And so that's why they keep having, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the Google people, while they keep calling them to testify. I'm sure you've heard about that in Congress, because they're trying to decide how much oversight or how little oversight is needed from the federal government. Now, a couple of months ago, if you recall, I talked about how a lady by the name of Khadijah Brown murdered her husband on Facebook Live. And I will tell you that for me, being a podcaster, I have learned so many things on social media, and I get a lot of my topics from my followers on my page. They'll talk about things, and then I'll think it's interesting, and then I go do my research, and a lot of my topics is, you know, that's how I get a lot of my topics for the show is on social media. And social media, when I think about it, has launched the careers of a lot of people. People like Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Halsey, Charlie Puth, The Weeknd. Now, at the same time, social media can also be a bad thing. And you've heard me talk about this before. I've never seen so much hatred and misinformation circling around now on social media. And as I said before, if I find a topic on, let's say, like Twitter or Facebook, and, you know, I think that it's interesting, I still have to go do my research before I bring it to you all, because some of that stuff are lies. And you know, some of it, you know, it might be a little bit of the truth, and then, you know, 20% true, 80% lies, or whatever. So social media can be a good and a bad thing. Good thing for those of us, and I think it really does depend on the person that's doing the search. I know sometimes, you know, with some of my searches, it'll lead me to a place and I'll say, oh, no, you know, that's not for me, you know, and I will, you know, get off that site or something. Some of my followers, you know, me looking at, you know, some of the stuff that they post, you know, a lot of people I've blocked. Because some people put some weird stuff, I mean, and some nasty stuff on social media. And this stuff is on like Twitter. And, you know, on their profile, you know, they're so sweet looking, you know, but then the content that they post, it's like, oh my God, that came from you? That came from your little sweet looking self? So, I went on the Boys and Girls Club of Silicon Valley. And the website is bgclub.org to get some information about this topic. And here's what it says. The benefits of social media are undeniable. With just a few clicks, we can build new connections with people from around the world. We can plug into our favorite interests, enjoy entertaining content, and learn more on subjects that intrigue us. Social media also empowers us to express ourselves, share our unique stories, and broadcast our diverse perspectives and experiences like no other generation before. Nevertheless, there are both pros and cons to social media. A recent study by the U.S. Surgeon General found that young people are more likely to say that social media negatively affects their mental health, especially when it comes to body image, self-esteem, and self-confidence. When asked about the impact of social media on their body image, nearly half, 46% of adolescents aged 13 through 17 said social media makes them feel worse about themselves. Kathleen G., club teen at Boys and Girls Clubs of Santa Monica, says, social media platforms can be harmful because of beauty influencers and models who project unrealistic beauty standards. It causes many to ask, why don't I look like that? So comparing themselves to photoshopped pictures, y'all do know that a lot of these models, that a lot of these people are photoshopped. Mm-hmm. They don't really look like girl, your skin is not that smooth. You've got a filter, you know, on your camera. You know, there are a lot of things that can be done behind the scenes to make a photo look good or look real. And so you should never, ever compare yourself to what somebody looks like in a photo. And, you know, a lot of people go buy the body that they want. It's not real. It's not natural. They went to buy it. That's one of the reasons why, well, you know, I'm kind of strong-willed anyway, but it's another reason why I don't look at, you know, the pictures on social media and say, wow, you know, because you don't know what's real and what's not. Here are some ideas for boosting self-esteem for teens. When kids have the confidence, they are better equipped to handle the negative aspects of our digital age. Here are some ways to boost their self-esteem. Practice accepting that you are enough just as you are. At any age, practicing self-love is one of the best ways to be calm and confident. Don't hurt or force yourself to fit into those beauty standards. They are labeled as unrealistic for a reason. And many of those standards can't be met without doing something that is potentially psychologically or physically harmful. I just mentioned about surgery. A lot of these bodies that you guys see on social media ain't real. A lot of these bodies are paid for. They go get, you know, it wasn't too long that I realized that men could get six packs surgically, you know, added to them. Like in real life, like you can go to a surgeon and get a six pack put into your body. Kathleen practices self-acceptance by actively showing herself compassion, challenging her inner critic, and appreciating her natural traits and abilities. These are some of the things that Kathleen, who is a teen at this Boys and Girls Club, these are some of the things that she says she practiced to feel good about herself. She says, I think about things I love about myself, things that are unique. These positive thoughts often outweigh the bad and make me love everything about me. Fellow club teen Leslie A. adds, we really shouldn't change ourselves to fit in with any standards. We should be happy with who and how we are. But I know that's easier said than done. Beauty standards change, but healthy self-esteem can last a lifetime. All throughout history, society and pop culture have redefined what does and does not constitute beauty. While ideals of perfection are always shifting, having healthy self-esteem can be a foundation that supports young people through every trend. So it doesn't matter what they're changing. You know, one day this is in, one day, you know, that's out. Then the next day they're out. Then another day this is in. But if you have a healthy self-esteem, it doesn't matter what they keep changing. You will feel great about yourself. Putting your personal health, happiness, and peace of mind first can help you redefine what beauty means to you. Social media influencers who are comfortable being themselves and who use their platform to promote positive messages are often the ones who have a supportive impact on others. In 2018, researchers found that limiting or taking extended breaks from social media may significantly reduce depression and improve overall well-being. Nohemi H., another club teen, says this, "I like to spend time in places where I truly feel like myself. I like surrounding myself with nature, family, friends, and other spaces that make me feel truly happy to be where I am. Once there, I try to keep my mind at ease and remind myself that life is purposeful and that everything in my life has had a purpose." That's good. That's really good. Besides being a major mood booster, taking time away from social media can reduce the incidence of eye strain, headaches, and neck pain, as well as FOMO, or the fear of missing out. Social media sabbaticals also help improve sleep quality, self-confidence, self-awareness, and the ability to focus for increased academic and work productivity. When asked what helps during a social media break, some of the other club teens said this, "Taking a good shower, listening to music, taking a nap, going outside, and hanging out with others." Some said, "Spending time with friends who I know will support me and are not judgmental." Here's how to practice self-esteem or self-affirmation. Repeating positive, affirming words can be helpful in providing a boost of confidence during moments of anxiety, stress, or diminished self-worth. "We are our greatest motivators," says Nohemi. "During times when I feel as if I do not belong, that is when I tell myself I am doing great and I do belong." A positive affirmation is a brief, truthful statement that represents who and what we want to be in life. These concise personal declarations are quick, easy strategies to reflect on personal values and combat negative thoughts. Some self-affirmation ideas are, "I am enough," "I am powerful," "I am deserving of all things," "I am beautiful as I am," "I have gotten through hard times and I will get through this as well." Now, some people make like boards, like affirmation boards. If that's what you got to do, if you got to post little notes around your room or around your house with positive affirmations, do what you need to do to feel good about yourself. So then I went on over to the mayoclinic.org. and found this information. You can take steps to help your teens use social media responsibly and limit some of the possible negative effects. Now, this is for parents, because I think, and you know, guys, I've said this so many times, I think parents, and I'm not a parent, and I'm not talking about every parent, because I know that there are some parents who are actually doing this now. But parents play a big role in their teenagers' self-esteem. How you talk to them, you know, how you listen to them makes a big deal. So use these steps. Set rules and limits as needed. This helps prevent social media from getting in the way of activities, sleep, meals, or homework. For example, you can make a rule about not using social media until homework is done. Or you could set a daily time limit for social media use. You could also choose to keep social media off limits during certain times. These times might include during family meals and an hour before bed so that they're not going to bed thinking about this unrealistic body that they saw on Instagram. Set an example by following these rules yourself and let your teen know what the consequences will be if your rules aren't followed. Let me pause here. There is, and I don't know, and it must be the Samsung Galaxy S. I think I have an S24, but it tells me, and I think it's on Saturday, it tells me, it literally sends me a message and tells me how long I've been on social media for that week. It does. And it must be a feature that's all that's on it, because I don't remember downloading a feature like that. And I thought, that's good. And sometimes I look at that thing and I say, oh, wow, I was on social media for 4 hours or 5 hours this week. Now, most of the time, that is me searching for topics. But, you know, I thought that that was a cool thing for Samsung to have. Let's get back to this. Manage any challenging behaviors. If your teen's social media use starts to challenge your rules or your sense of what's appropriate, talk with your teen about it. You also could connect with parents of your teen's friends or take a look at your teen's internet history. Now that's, you know, some parents think, well, you know, I don't want to snoop, you know, and again, I'm not a parent, but I think sometimes it might be necessary. Turn on privacy settings. This can help keep your teen from sharing personal information or data that your teen didn't mean to share. Monitor your teen's accounts. The American Psychological Association recommends you regularly review your child's social media use during the early teen years. And one way to monitor is to follow or friend your child's social accounts. As your teen gets older, you can choose to monitor your teen's social media less. Your teen's maturity level can help guide your decision. Now, there are some really responsible kids out here. I know that when I was a teenager, I was responsible. I had to, because as you guys know, my mother had passed away and we were raised by our grandmother. So I had to grow up kind of fast, you know. So, you know, there are some responsible teens out there. Have regular talks with your teens about social media. These talks give you chances to ask how social media has been making your teen feel. Encourage your teen to let you know if something online worries or bothers them. Regular talks offer you chances to give your child advice about social media too. For example, you can teach your teen to question where the content is accurate. You also can explain that social media is full of images about beauty and lifestyle that are not realistic. Be a role model for your teen. You might want to tell your child about your own social media habits. That can help set a good example and keep your regular talks from being one-sided. I think that's very important. Be a role model for your teens. And again, I'm not a parent. No, I'm not. But I think that a child's parent should be their role model. You know, why should your child use Jay-Z or Snoop Dogg or Beyonce as a role model, because those people may or may not accept that role. I remember I heard Snoop Dogg say, listen, I'm not a role model for your kids. He said that. He said, my music is not for children. I don't want to be a role model for your kids. And that's honesty. That really is honesty. And so I think that the first role model that your child should have is you. Also, remind your teen not to share personal information with strangers online. Stranger danger, stranger danger. This includes people's addresses, telephone numbers, passwords, and bank or credit card numbers. Encourage face-to-face contact with friends. This is even more important for teens prone to social anxiety. Talk to your child's healthcare professional if you think your teen has symptoms of anxiety, depression, or other mental health concerns related to social media use. Also, talk with your child's care professional if your teen has any of the following symptoms. Number one, uses social media even when wanting to stop. Now that might be a problem there. Number two, uses it so much that school, sleep, activities, or relationships suffer. Number three, often spends more time on social platforms than you intended. And number four, if they lie in order to use social media. All of those things could mean there may be a problem somewhere. If you see all this, your teen might be referred to a mental health care professional who can help. If you feel that your teen is just out of control about, social media, they can't stop being on it, they're depressed all the time, you might need to reach out to someone. They may need to talk to someone. And as I've said before, in the African-American community, therapy is taboo. It's becoming better. People are accepting more of, therapy more, but, it's still kind of taboo, in the African-American community. And we have to get out of that. Some teens need help. They need to talk to someone. And some teens also might be more prone to talk to a stranger than they would their parents. I think that might be a little weird, but sometimes it is that way. But parents, get involved in your kid's life. Teenagers, help them to understand that social media, some of this stuff on social media is not real. I shared this story one time, and I think it's appropriate to share again. So this group of teens, I think they were in South Beach, it looked like, and they were walking down the street, and one of the guys in the group was filming on his phone. And one of the teens went to sit on a Lamborghini. And he was sitting on the Lamborghini trying to act like it was his car. And the owner of the Lamborghini saw him and came out and almost beat that boy down about sitting on his $200,000+ car, or however much. I know it cost a lot of money. But and I say that to say that everything you see on social media is not real. It is not real. Parents, help your teens understand that. These bodies that I see, yeah, I would love to have a body like that too. And I could for $50,000. I'm not paying $50,000 to get no abs, to get no calf. Do you know that there are some men who get calves put in? Baby, if you got the money, you can get it done. So teens need to realize that everything that they see on social media ain't real. It is not real. Well, that's my show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.